Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 242 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, what is that in there?
Greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
I should have said under there. If I said, what is that under there, then our listeners would be going, underwear.
And then that would be funny in itself, because underwear is funny.
Yes, exactly. That's all by itself. That's funny.
I'm very curious where this question came from, but I'm going to start off by pointing out that I'm Amy, and I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee.
And you can tell us what's under there if you write to us at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com or here's what's under there@gritstoglitz.com.
And you can always call us at 702.
No.
You can always call us and we have a phone number.
You can call us at 206-309-7232. Oh, we're out of practice.
Yes, we are way out of practice. Hold on just a second, please. There. Phew. Sorry.
It's so Should hard I to- edit this out or leave it in?
You know, that's up to you, but it's so hard to get the headset adjusted correctly for my
feet. Let's make a whole bunch of noise. Yes, scratchy. Yeah, all right, the headset. Okay. Not mine set now. Yours didn't make any noise that I could tell.
Good. I'm so glad.
All right, so what's under what? What?
I think what I said was, what is that in there? And I actually meant in my dryer, and that was Amy's laundry.
You are being mysterious.
It's not really. Amy came home for Thanksgiving. Yay!
And made you do my laundry and feed me.
Oh, you had to twist my arm and threaten and blackmail and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it was such a joy to have you at home. Please come back and use my dryer and washer anytime you want. Please, please.
I'm on a plane right now. I will just come back and hang out with you. Your house, the food at your house is so much better than the food at my house.
That's such a lie.
Nuh-uh.
It's so sweet. It was so great to have you home for a whole week. That was lovely. My dog was happier. I was happier. The food was great. And it was just lovely having you home. Thank you for coming home for Thanksgiving.
Thank you for letting me keep coming over to your house and hang out with your fabulous family. It was a lot of fun. It was a good Thanksgiving. I haven't been home to Tennessee since last December.
That's right. It's been almost a year.
That's too long.
It is a long time, but I'm planning on it being another year before you come home again.
Really? Are you saying just stay away?
No, but I'm ready to cook Thanksgiving for you next year. Let's face it, this is a different world. This is a different economy. We have jobs. We have stuff to do. It's not as easy as it once was to just take off at the drop of a hat and go see somebody for her birthday like now, the time you did.
Like what?
Like the time that you came home to surprise me on my birthday.
That was very cool. I informed your husband in advance, but I didn't inform you. I just showed up on your front doorstep on your birthday.
Great. That was great. The greatest part was that you were talking to me on the phone at the time, and I'm like, oh, man, someone just pulled into my driveway. Ugh. And it was Amy. Yeah, you are. That's great.
That was fun. And Thanksgiving was fun at your house. Everybody was there.
Everybody was here. The food was plentiful. Parts of it were great. Parts of it were very good.
Stop it.
the turkey was dry. Let's call a spade a spade. I've been making turkeys for 20 years, and this is the first time I ever made a dry turkey, so it was bound to happen.
And that's the weirdest thing. Why did that happen? Because you have mastered the art of turkey preparation, and I'm not going to concede that your turkey was dry.
Wesley isn't either. You guys are really sticking to the program. It's like, no, that was not a dry turkey. It so was. And the way it got dry was, it was simply overcooked. That's all there is to it. It was overcooked. But that's okay. I can handle one dry turkey because my gravy was insane. It was so good.
That was the first, that's the thing. In the past, you got gravy from a jar, and this time you made gravy from turkey dripping. That's where all the good went.
That's where all the moisture went into this turkey. But no, my gravy was incredibly good, and so that moistened up the dry parts, and it all worked out. And really, truly, I can live with one dry turkey in 20 years. That's pretty good. I think that's pretty good.
If this one were dry, then I would say that's a pretty good record. Since it wasn't dry, I'm going to say you have an excellent record. But
no, you're great.
You're just nice. You. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, look, we have got to get to this list because I got stuff to do tonight.
What is our first episode? The first year that we were podcasting, ages and ages ago, we did a Thanksgiving show. We talked about what we were thankful for.
Right. And people who we love said, when I heard it was going to be a Thanksgiving show, I thought it was going to be so bad.
I'm so thankful for my family.
Oh, blah. Who cares about your stupid family?
I'm thankful for my health.
Oh, geez. Who needs their help? save me. So that's not what we're thankful for. Of course we are, but we're not. So here's what, like 6.5 things, maybe 6.73 things we're grateful for this year.
I have a list. You have a list. We're just going to go back and forth.
Yes. Number one, I'm thankful that you can now ship wine to Tennessee because I have a house full of booze.
You know what? I'm going to have to cross one off my list.
I knew we would have that one on both of our lists.
I am thankful for mail order wine.
Well, I can't even pronounce most of the wines that Amy sent to my house, but we were well prepared for the week, and there's still plenty left over, so y'all come over to my house.
That's the thing. I ordered a case of 12. I went through, and I picked things out, and I looked at Wine Spectator measurements and everything, and I picked out 12 bottles of wine, including some cheap ones that I just like.
Right.
And had them shipped to Tennessee. And I insisted on the Louis Jadot Pouilly Fuissé for Thanksgiving.
It was delicious. Oh, you were so good.
You know what? I went back to order some more and it sold out. So I had to go to the store to get it.
That's so funny. Oh, man. One of the things that I loved about that box of wine was the diversity of places it came from. We had wine from California, Washington State, France, Spain, I think Italy.
Argentina,
Germany, South Africa, and there was another place in South America, and I wrote to Amy and I said, it's a box full of drunken geography.
Yes, it was so, good stuff.
Yay, wine. So thank you, Amy, and thank you, shipping wine to Tennessee.
I just wish I could, because you have to sign, you have to have an adult to sign for it, and so I can't really order it myself because I don't have an adult here at the house to sign for it most days.
Yeah, you have to have someone. Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Okay. I am thankful for 6pm.com. Have you looked at this website?
No, what is that?
This is Zappos discount website. I know everybody carries on about how great Zappos is, but and they're based in Las Vegas, so I need to, you know, give them my money, and things show up the next day, and it's wonderful. But I thought Zappos was a little expensive, and then I found out about 6pm.com, and oh my God, it's so great. You put in your size, you put in what you're looking for and everything, and they just bring, it's like the CarMax commercial. I want a red convertible and blah, blah, blah. You put, and it shows you the shoe that you need to purchase, and you need to purchase it. When you look at it, you go, oh, yes, that's the,
Huh, that's great. I had never heard of that, so you're being helpful.
I'm starting off, you know, this is kind of, I'm starting small, but I am thankful for 6pm.com, although I shouldn't be so thankful for it because I get stuck on there for a long time and then I buy too much stuff.
Right.
That's the problem.
Okay. The next thing that I'm thankful for is smartphones. I'll never have another argument about trivia again. Wrong. I'm wrong a lot. But being able to go, nuh-uh, that was not Shirley MacLaine, and I could prove it to you. Ticka, ticka, ticka. Oh, damn, that was Shirley MacLaine.
And still, it's right there in your pocket.
Yes, it's right there. It's changing my world. For the better, I think. For the better.
Do you use the IMDb website or the IMDb app?
I have the IMDb app, and you know, mine's an older smartphone, so it's starting to run out of room. And everyone else's smartphone is bigger and has more memory, and every once in a while, something will try to update, and it will say, I'm sorry, I don't have enough memory, and I have to stop and think, is this worth getting rid of the IMDb app for? And the chances are great that no, it is not worth that. I'm keeping the IMDb app. I use it all the time. All the time.
I use my phone a lot. I go back and forth. I have several apps that I just keep on my little home page, and I go back and forth to messaging and Twitter and Facebook and hanging with friends and words with friends and draw something, although draw something right now got a problem with one of my games. But yes, smartphones are fabulous, and I did not take advantage of the Black Friday deal on the Samsung Galaxy 3S, whatever it is.
Yeah, we talked about it, but we didn't do it. Why is that? Why did we not?
I don't, because I got lazy, because I was playing with you.
Yay! Okay, your turn.
My turn. I am thankful for Claxton Fruitcake.
Yay!
I have two of them. I brought them back from Tennessee lovingly in my suitcase. And they're in the refrigerator right now so that they can be savored slowly.
They really don't sell Claxton Fruitcake in Las Vegas?
They used to, you know, and maybe I will find them again. I have found them at Sam's Club. But that's something from childhood. I know people say, you know, they got all the jokes about how people pass around a fruitcake and nobody right. ever actually eats one.
Right.
You do.
You do.
I do. I love Claxton Fruitcake. And it's Claxton. It's that's a town in Georgia, right? Claxton, Georgia?
I have no idea.
It comes from Georgia.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff for people who like it. I'm not a big fruitcake fan, but I always look for it for you, and I had not actually seen it this year, so I'm glad you found it.
I found it at a convenience store, and the girl that I purchased it from, I walked up to the counter and happily put it on the counter and said, sell me this. And she said, just buy the whole display. I was like, I just got two.
I love East Tennesseans. Just buy the whole display.
She didn't like them. There are fruitcake people and there are non-fruitcake people.
That's right. And you're a fruitcake person.
I am indeed.
Totally love that about you.
Proud of it.
In related food news, I'm grateful for Fruplay.
No, bay. I'm going to have to put an explicit tag on this episode.
What yogurt is, and you know what Yoplait is, and now they have come out with twice as much fruit in the Yoplait, so it's fruit Yoplait. Mm. I'm telling you, the peach is like peach cobbler with ice cream on top. It's so good.
I like peach flavored things. I like banana flavored things, and I like peach flavored things.
Well, I had bad memories of peach-flavored yogurt from when I was I'm 9-10 years old, and we still lived in Georgia. Peach-flavored yogurt struck me the wrong way, but this stuff is good. And I had really liked the granola Yoplait stuff, that stuff was great and had texture and it was interesting. But then I discovered the Fruplay, and I don't get the yogurt with the granola anymore. Maybe I'll go back to it, but the Fruplay, right now I'm grateful for Fruplay because it makes me, it gives me low-calorie dairy product that feels like decadent dessert.
I love low-fat yogurt, and yeah. I buy some generic granola and put that on top of it, right. And that's so good. But Fruplay, I don't think I have tried this thing. I must try Fruplay.
I had one cup in my fridge while you were here, and I kept thinking, I need to remember to give that to Amy, and I'm so glad I didn't because it's all I have for work tomorrow.
Do you have Lean Cuisines to take with you? Do you have some leftover turkey?
I have, yeah. My husband is taking leftover turkey for lunch tomorrow, but I'm taking a Lean Cuisine.
Good one. For you. That's what I'm having tomorrow, Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, it's time to start making up for this whole week.
All right, is it my turn?
Yes.
I am thankful for foot files. I have many years I have been battling my feet, and they get so dry and they crack open and it's terrible. And so I purchased a little file that I use every day. I take a shower and I file down my feet.
Like a horse.
Right. Yes. Like like the horseshoeing guy.
Yes. The yeah.
I now have I shower, I file down my feet, and then after I'm done with the shower, I put a whole bunch of moisturizer on my feet, and I put socks on and run around and get ready for the day. But I'm thankful for that because it has solved a problem.
I'm going to rearrange my list now so that it goes with what you just said. I am thankful for aloe lotion.
Yes!
I love the aloe lotion. And I'm afraid this is one of those times when I can't say get the generic, it's just as good. No, the generic is not just as good. Get the Vaseline aloe lotion. That stuff smells good and it does wonderful things to the dry patches on your elbows and the really dry parts on your feet. I love that stuff.
I have gotten closer and closer to just plain old Vaseline. Stick my elbows in vegetable oil or something because, yeah, I get the greasier and greasier ones. But you're saying this aloe stuff works, huh?
Yeah, it's great stuff. And it smells really good. I love the aloe smell because it smells botanical without being really overwhelming.
That is a major factor for me. I don't care how well some of these moisturizers work if they're stinky.
Yeah.
And you remember me complaining about somebody brought the stinky lotion and put it in the ladies' room at my work?
You got to get rid of that stuff. You got to break it and get rid of it.
That was just mean. Whoever did that brought stinky lotion and stuck it in the ladies' room. Ew.
Yeah, throw that away and replace it with some good lotion.
Vaseline, aloe, intensive care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, try that.
All right. I am thankful for Jerry the House Sitter.
I am too. Jerry the House Sitter, you are my favorite house sitter.
Poor Jerry. First of all, she's got two bulldogs. This Thanksgiving, she was there for several days, and she had two bulldogs and two parrots, and she didn't kill any of them.
Yes, this woman is a saint.
I might have if I were she, because I've got my little surveillance camera, and I sent Jerry an email. I said, look, I've got these cameras there so that I can check into the house if I'm away, but you're there, so I don't need to. So if you don't like it, you can just unplug the camera. Don't you worry. And she said, no, that's okay. So I had a camera. So, and it sent me a picture every 30 minutes. And every 30 minutes, there's a bulldog going, play with me, play with me, play with me, play with me. And I know in the background, there's a bird going, wah! You know, like it's having its leg ripped off. Yeah.
Right.
Jerry is a saint.
I do have to say, Jerry is great because we do the Leon camera, and it does the pictures every 30 minutes. And one of the pictures from the weekend has Lola jumping in the air. And it is an action shot extraordinaire.
Lola was in midair, and there's Jerry's feet, and Lola's going, play with me!
Yeah, that was great. Yay, Jerry! Well, I am also thankful for a person. I am thankful that my boss is a family law attorney and not a criminal tax or intellectual property attorney. I don't want to hang out with criminals. I'm really, really grateful. I should have put this on the list. I'm really grateful that our firm is changing as of January 1st. I cannot wait, but it is turning into a family law boutique. We are doing nothing but family law.
Only family law, which means what? Divorce, custody?
Divorce, custody, divorce, split ups, and I don't know, stuff like that.
Domestic partnerships.
Domestic partnerships, and we've exhausted it by saying divorce and custody.
You're getting very good at all this stuff, too.
Grandparents' rights, which really not a lot in Tennessee.
They don't have rights.
Not a lot in Tennessee. But, you know, I mean, these things still have to be adjudicated sometimes. So you need an attorney. We're your people. But that also means that the other attorney is going away. And so I will never, ever, 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 ever walk into my office again and have a criminal sitting there.
Can you tell them when you look at it? Are you getting divorced or did you kill somebody?
No, you can't. You cannot tell. Are you a drug dealer or are you here about your baby daddy?
They look the same.
You cannot tell all the time. And I remember one morning I came in and some man came in after me and I'm like, would you like a cup of coffee? And he said, yes. And la, la, la. And then I found out he was a child molester. Tell me before I give him the good coffee.
Well, you're not a child though, so. Oh, that's terrible. But you weren't in imminent danger.
I was not in imminent danger. I was just annoyed. But I don't want to hang out with the criminal element. I don't want to hang out with the criminal element. And yeah, okay, they deserve defense, blah, 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 whatever. But I don't want to hang out with them. So I'm really, really relieved that my boss is a family law attorney. And the worst kind of jerks I have to deal with are people who are behind on their child support.
I'm glad of that too. And I'm glad that you're so good at it. I mean, you're really catching on to this whole family law thing. You can write the documents and then the boss just signs them.
Sometimes. That's only happened a handful of times.
He reads them before he signs them, but he just says, you did that right.
Yes, that is great. That is wonderful for me to understand what I'm doing and to be able to pull from other cases and other things that I've seen and had my hands in. It's like, oh, okay, I know what that is. I will pull that together. And many, 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 many times he's like, no, that's wrong. And he just rewrites everything. But every once in a while for short things like motions for contempt because of non-payment of spousal support. Yeah, I could pull that together. And I could write the paragraph that says the judge said he was supposed to pay this. And as of August of 2007, he only paid that. And, you know, I mean, it's just a list of what has happened. And so give us relief.
I can't do that.
I bet you could if you were exposed to it. But it is, I have to say, is really, really cool for me.
You're good at that.
Thank you.
You're good at the writing and the history and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, look, 2 + 2 = 4 every time.
You do the math because I need someone in my life. Okay, that's enough of me. You.
All right. Well, since you talked about work, I'm going to talk about work. I'm thankful that Satan is a little less satanic these days, although that scares me, too.
That's right. If he's good right now, what happens next year? What happens at the stroke of midnight?
It used to be if he said, well, did somebody submit a change control for that? Or, you know, and you said, oh, no, I'm so sorry. He would pound his desk and scream and tell you that you don't deserve to live. I mean, he was just bad. It was inordinately angry about things that you did wrong. These days, if he says, oh, well, where's the change control for that thing? And you go, oh, I don't think I have one for that. He'll say, well, make sure that you get that and get it signed by the customer.
Okay. Did he get divorced?
No, he renewed his vows on the beach in Mexico.
Huh. Okay. Is he embezzling money? Did he suddenly get a better car?
No. Not so. I'm afraid. I'm afraid that something will happen and the old Satan will come back. I'm thinking somebody had a come to Jesus meeting with him and said, look, you can't behave that way.
We're waiting on the edge of our seats, Amy. We're waiting to see what happens
but
next.
I am thankful. I'm going to get a metal detector and put it in the hall so that we can make sure he's not dangerous. But in the meantime, work is much more pleasant.
Yay, pleasant work.
Yay.
I'm glad the election's over.
Oh, hallelujah. And you don't live in a swing state.
I don't. And I can only imagine how bad it was for you. Except every once in a while I hear your birds making telephone noises. And I wonder if that's a leftover from robocalls.
The worst day. I kept count. How many calls did I get per day? And it was like the day before the election. I had to delete 12 voicemails that were all from campaign. And I think, what makes them think that's going to have any impact at all?
I have no idea. Except that they're, well, of course, no, we're not having this conversation. Yay, the election's over. Yay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. I think I have one last one. Does that work out with your count?
I don't think it does. That's right. We shared shipping wine.
Yeah.
I had one more too, but okay, I started. So.
All right. Well, I saved my best for last. I tried to save my best for last.
Okay.
I am thankful that Bay's dog loves me the best. Oh, this perfect dog that we hear about all the time. And I go to Bay's house, and who does the dog recognize as the most important person in the room? Me!
It was wonderful. It was beautiful to behold. You know all those videos where they have the soldier coming home from Iraq, and the dog greets them, and they go completely insane. They're whimpering puddles. Happiness. That's what my dog turned into the moment she saw Amy.
And it's Amy! Yay!
That surprised me because I thought dogs only do that for people they live with.
Yes.
But no, she did it for Amy, and Amy just comes once or twice a year at the most.
And I don't even bring food.
You don't even bring food.
I just throw the ball and hit people with it.
Oh, that's great, though.
That was fun, too.
That was great. And next time Amy comes home, I'm going to have to take video because Doris turned into a whimpering puddle of happiness. You just couldn't. It climbed Amy like a tree.
She was so happy. But Doris is also a slut. So the moment she sees somebody, she flops over on her back and spreads her legs. It's like, scratch my stomach. Come on, please.
And Amy does. But no, I love that. I mean, she does the flopping on her back and scratch my stomach for everybody. But she does not do for everybody what she did when she saw you, which was start whimpering, start that high-pitched, it's practically a crying noise, and it's just crying with happiness.
That's the thing that just kills me about those dogs greeting their soldiers who are coming home. Mm-hmm. Those dogs thought, they're gone forever. They're dead. They're gone. I will never see that person. They came to grips with the concept because they don't know. When they see that person again, I'm thinking it's like those dreams where I go, Mama, you're still alive? Where have you been?
Yeah, and that's what it seems to be with Doris, that she was so shocked that you were still. But it was great. Yay!
She loves me the best.
She does.
Although I imagine she puts up with you petting her stomach and giving her treats. And
she does. She does. She's been very cuddly today. I figure she's asking me, where the hell is Amy? What the hell, man?
What did I do?
Oh, yeah. So that is our Thanksgiving show. If you have something that you're grateful for, call us and let us know what it was. 206-309-7232.
Or write to us, of course. You can always write to us at amy@gritstiglets.com or bay@gritstiglets.com or corgis are everywhere at gritstiglets.com. Thank you. You know who you are.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you wanna break the old routine, grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans.